Hello, Hummingbird.
Hey, Bruce.
Emily.
Hi. How you
Emily.
Doing?
Oh, I'm having so much fun. I just can't even believe it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I got you. I feel like I don't ever talk to you anymore.
I know.
I know Jamie's been emailing me a couple calls.
Has she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. What? What's that? Hold on. It's for me. Yeah. So, I actually have something I need.
Yeah.
A woman came in today.
Okay.
Vivian. She lost her stone and her ring.
Okay.
And I have to write a replacement value appraisal.
Okay.
So we can get a new ring, a new stone for her.
Okay.
And I need prices, and then I'll need the stone. It looks like what she lost was the best of my ability to compute was a, I think it was an, where's my paperwork, 8.8 point, where did I write it down? It was like 8.4 by 5.1.
Okay.
So basically 8 by 5, just a touch over.
Okay.
Both dimensions, and a pear shape.
Pear shape, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of quality?
She was paying an outrageous amount of money in insurance. She was paying, and they had it valued at $11,000.
Hmm.
And it's like a little platinum engagement ring, wedding ring.
Yeah.
That they'd soldered together. And it's like roughly like a 3/4 carat pear shape.
Hmm.
And the insurance company sent a letter to her asking, apparently they use this company called Artigem?
I've heard of them.
They do, apparently they do replacement work for insurance companies. They're out of Illinois, Belleville, Illinois.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, good morning, Vivian. When you see your local jeweler, ask them if they can give you an idea of what the center diamond quality was. If they can remember, have them measure the center head, too, just to make sure I have the correct dimensions, and so I can be sure that the stated size is also correct.
Oh, jeez.
Also, have them check the quality of the side diamonds as well. In other words, they have no information on this. They have no clue as to what she has or had.
How did they...
paying $11,000.
How did they even value that if they don't know what the quality of the stone is?
I don't know, and I don't think they know. So this is their way of skirting around the fact that they knew nothing.
Well, it's around a 90-ish pointer.
Is it? I already know these little, these wonderful little plastic cards that come in a little brass container.
Yeah.
And it has all the different shapes and sizes of stones. And the one that overlays almost perfectly over the setting is... I think it was, I don't have my paper, it was like 8.4 by 5.
Is my 3/4, even my 80, my 80 is measuring 784 by 521. My 3/4 are measuring, like, and that's a 1.5 ratio, which is excellent to GIA, 742 by 494. But I have two 90 pointers that are hitting the measurements spot on.
A little over 8 by 5?
Yeah. They're both very similar. I have a GVS2 90 pointer that's 836 by 5.19.
Okay, that's almost perfect.
And then I have a HVS2 90 pointer, 831 by 5.15.
Mm-hmm.
So these are both spot on.
The first one was even better.
And that's at $2,273.
Cost. For the stone. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where they came up with this $11,000 number.
I mean, granted, diamond prices are the softest they've been in a while, but still, 11 grand is aggressive. Is that for the full ring?
Yeah, it's a little, she's had this ring like 50 years. It's like a platinum, it's a platinum ring with a three-prong head and a little taper baguette on either side.
So it's a simple ring. It's not anything jazzed up.
No, and then they soldered it together to the band, the companion band, that also has a little tapered baguette on either side.
I mean, baguettes are expensive right now.
These are little. These are skinny little things.
Oh.
If they weigh 4 points each, it's a lot.
Oh, maybe really?
Five. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely overestimated them.
Yeah.
Way overestimated them.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
For me? Well, okay. Can you ask her if she can just hold for 1 second? All right. Actually, get her number and extension. And maybe I should just call her right back. Yeah, I can't pick up. When you pick up, ask if she can call back in like 5 minutes. Ask her if she can call back in like 3 minutes. She's probably leaving for the day. Yeah, because she probably leaves at 5. And I'm on another call. Ask if she can call back in like 3 minutes. All right, bye. That first one, the G.
Yeah, the G.
That
it's here.
Like the stone. Can you send it to me?
Yep.
Okay.
I gotcha. For tomorrow or Monday?
Monday's
okay.
Soon enough.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll send that for Monday. I think that's going to be your stone, because either way you quote them, you're going to come in way under their premium.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They definitely need they're probably way overpaying on the premium. I kind of feel bad for them right now.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had 8.4 by 5.1 was what I wrote down.
Yeah, and this is exact. It's This will fit everything, ideally.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's do it.
Alrighty, you'll
have
it.
Good weekend, my dear. Sorry,
you
I
too. No, it's all good. Real quick though, can you just let Jamie know that I emailed her the details for the custom necklace, just so that way she knows it's in her inbox.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So much. All right.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.